Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom time. Man, the breaking news today. So Dan happened to spot this story, and the Washington Post already had this ready to go, though, in defense of it. This student who wrote a 129-page manifesto to shoot up school wanted to be famous, say the police, in Montgomery County, Maryland. The student, 18-year-old Andrea Yee, was arrested Wednesday following discovery of the 129-page manifesto dealing how he would carry out the shooting. Andrea, and then he?
Alex.
Alex was the, yeah, so this is a transgender story, according to this. According to the police, the document stated he contemplated targeting an elementary school and he wanted to be famous. Search warrant, searches, drawings, documents related to threats of mass violence. Dan, you're really on this story. You're really touting this because you found the Washington Post already had this ready to go.
Already, yeah. Yeah,
it's worked. Go ahead. You found it. Go ahead.
No. I found this story very quickly about half an hour ago. It's been breaking, and I'm surprised to see the Washington Post already has a response ready to go. This came out of Wooten High School in Montgomery County, Maryland. And what they say, Dom, is that the argument from them, I guess, is that it was a work of fiction. It's a work of fiction.
Oh, yes.
129-page memoir that they're calling it, not a manifesto, that it's about a character, Dom, by the name of Jimmy Wang. James Wang. And James Wang has striking similarities to Yi in the story.
Oh, God.
And here's a little quote from the story of Jimmy Wang. As I walk through the hallways, I cherry-pick the classrooms that are the easiest targets, Yi had written. Adding one page later, I have also considered shooting up my former elementary school because little kids make easier targets.
The story focused on a transgender main character being bullied in school and other issues that the acquaintance believed were directly from Yi's life and not indicative of fiction, the investigators wrote. So, here we go again. In how many years or what's the timeline on the Nashville manifesto? Let's see if we have. Now, these police, Dan, seem like they might let us see the manifesto to judge for ourselves.
Yeah.
Since the Washington Post, the paper of record in that area, is saying, just a matter of fiction here. Nothing to worry about.
I mean, I'll take the stance of the writer on this one.
Yeah.
So I guess the argument would be, if they're considering this a work of fiction, is there a line that could be drawn here that say, can we find whether this person was actually writing this fictional? I don't know if you can argue that in the court of law, can you?
Sure you can.
Can you? Okay.
Yeah, because there are other people he talked with or she talked with.
And what precedent does it send if we do punish this person for a, quote, fictional piece? Does that make it so you can't write about school shootings in the future and anyone that does accountable?
I would say this. Of course, we support the right to write about school shootings and all this. But, Dan, I would just ask the practical question. If I had Rand Paul here, it might be a great debate. Am I just going to dismiss it and tell Dom Giordano's kids or the Borowski's kids to go to school with this, because this is just fictional. I'm going to stand on that. I'm going to put my record there.
Yeah, if you have a kid in this school district, are you sending him to school tomorrow? With
elementary
this?
School. Yeah. I'm going to believe that. And you know what I'm going to offer as evidence, Dan, that they don't like? Here we go again with this issue of this transgender passage and the allegation that sometimes there's a lot of collateral damage associated with that, meaning there could be mental issues, mental health issues, Dan, that are related to this. Isn't that really what is the underlying issue? I remember way back when the police department had a instructor at the firing range, and this is when we really didn't even know about transgender, and there was a transgender issue, and then there was a firing that was out of line there, et cetera. So isn't that the underlying thing here? And the Post, so they want to stake lives on this. So I would just say we have to move on this one in a cautious manner.
There's more to it, too.
Go ahead.
So investigators also spoke with a hospital psychologist who had actually treated Yi, who's been admitted to the hospital for psychiatric reasons in the past, and a counselor at Wooten who'd spoke with him. In their court filings, investigators cited what they said were social media messages written by this person who is charged under his birth name, saying they felt it would be fun to shoot people. Yi's recent internet searches, their court records allege, stated gun range near me was one of the searches, and, quote, I do recognize that my plan is fully ethical. It's selfish and evil.
Yeah. So, you know, ordinarily, the Washington Post, you know, damn, the Washington Post is the one that puts that phony stat out there. If you Google it, it'll come up. That says, you know, like 100 school shooting victims in 1 year. Damn, these are stories where people drove maybe to a parking lot and they committed suicide. In other words, they had nothing to do really with the school. They had to do with other disturbances. They're the ones that inflate the numbers of things like this. They were the principal newspapers cited for it. And yet now the Washington Post is telling us nothing to see here, just fictional, essentially. Even though there seems to be a lot of backstory of people concerned of mental health issues here. And it's the same thing that we didn't see the manifesto in Nashville. Why? Well, the police say it's an ongoing investigation. So I think it's been over a year.
Just for pure accuracy, because I think I provided you wrong information, I believe the dead name is Alex.
Okay.
It was a former male turned female who now uses the name Andrea.
Yes. Okay.
I thought it was the opposite way around. Sorry about that.
Okay, no problem.
And just one more thing to add credence to this Washington Post article. It says that the quote, manifesto started with a strong disclaimer saying that it's a work of fiction. All the names, characters, businesses, places, events, and incidents of a book are either product of the author's imagination or used in a fictitious manner. Does that change anything?
Yeah, well, it's a technical thing, Dan, but one might say, based upon the backstory evidence, it's somebody trying to cover up what are the real mental issues that are involved.
And I bring that up because Hassan Bin Sober on Twitter says a disclaimer should be written on the first page that it's fiction. There was indeed a disclaimer here, so
right.
I just want to make sure that's out.
Yeah,
there.
But does that then, you know, just writing something down, does that take away the apprehension people have of this? And again, it might be, but given the backstory of the mental issues, is that someone just playing with that? When school safety is involved in this, how should authorities go? I think we know how they should go.
And we often talk about when it comes to school shootings and stuff, we talk about mental health and,
right.
you know, what should be situations where parents are concerned and all. And this would be one of those situations where I think the, you know, law enforcement jumped into action prior to it becoming an issue.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess celebrate that.
Yeah, I think this is, as it's proceeded so far. So suppose out there, well, you know who we have here? We have Joan Cullen calling in, Dan, former VP or president at one point, the Pennridge School District, et cetera, just calling in on what we've been talking about. And how do you handle this? I think with an abundance of caution. Of course, you have a First Amendment right, but with these underlying mental issues to this, we're just going to say this guy shows up at school now and nobody thinks anything of it. Would anybody listening say, well, Dom, you don't support the First Amendment unless you put your kids in the line of fire? I don't think so. I could be wrong. Let's go to Joan here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joan, I'm not sure what you were calling in on, but thank you for calling.
Hi, Dom. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I was calling about the you know, the overall topic of the betrayals that conservatives that we have to accept, you know, over and over again. And I get it. I was always there with the big picture. We have to do it because we have to win, and winning is the important thing. But, you know, after you have betrayal after betrayal, then there comes this fatigue, which I think you heard in Jeff Andrews' voice yesterday about the FISA. And that's the thing that has me burning up a little bit. So, yeah, I wasn't calling to talk about the manifesto. Sorry, I was Swiffering while I was waiting. But I did see that story pop up, too. And, you know, thinking about it, what I would suggest is for that student with a history of documented mental health issues and hospitalizations or program enrollments, that maybe there would be some kind of requirement for that person to have to submit to being, you know, coming in through a secured entrance, meeting school security every morning, and allowing themselves to prove that they don't have anything on them that could harm someone.
I think that's right. I mean, if transgender issues were not underneath this, I think people would say sanely, yeah, you know what? You may have written this fictional, but you have this baggage of this other stuff. Elementary school kids, we're going to make cannon fire. We're going to roll the dice here. I don't think so.
No, I wouldn't. And I mean, we have, sadly, multiple examples. You have Parkland. I don't know if you read the book, Why Meadow Died, that, you know, his name is not coming to me, but documents pretty well how that could have been prevented. And then one that makes me really sad and was just in the news again was the one in Michigan where the student had things written down like this, threats, and was permitted to go back to the classroom and then ended up murdering four people. So that's just horrific, and it's something that you would never want to see happen again. And so, yeah, I'm sorry, but it's something I tell young people all the time. I've told my own children, you do not say these things. You just don't. That's the world we live in today. You can't joke about, you know, for example, a bomb at an airport or anything like that. And if you wrote something like this, so specific, and 129 pages, like I said, I think the compromise would be that you would have to allow yourself to be closely monitored at the most base limit.
The only thing, too, I don't even know if I can submit to that. You have the wisdom of Solomon in this, because closely monitoring, to me, I always look for incompetency. Maybe I expect too much, John. Meaning, 80 days out of 81, the person monitoring all is right on top of it. And then they decide to get a coffee break and say, nothing's happening here. You know what I mean? So that would even be a stretch. I like what you're saying as a compromise, but boy, I'm not sending my kid to the school with that kid there. I'm not.
No, and there's alternative schools, too. And I don't know what specifically. We lived in Montgomery County, Maryland for a time, but our children, you know, the oldest was only in first grade when we moved out of there. But I don't know what their policy would be. Here we have alternative placements. I would take that as a direct threat because of the specificity of it.
And
not
129 pages, yes. Joan, do you have a columnist, real or fictional?
Mine is probably one that maybe not many people know, but Walter Williams. He was a professor of economics at George Mason University, and I just loved him. And, of course, he passed away. So, but his columns were always so much common sense, and I enjoyed reading them.
Walter Williams, fill in for Rush Limbaugh, too, without a doubt. All right, more calls coming up here. Thanks to Dan, to Andrew Pollack, of course, the dad, and Max Eden wrote Why Meadow Died. And as I remember that school shooting, Dan, it was because of the Obama rules on discipline, where this guy was crying out, doing stuff constantly. Police were there constantly. And again, no one did anything. So I'm not saying fully the New York Washington Post is rolling the dice here, but they do seem to be emphasizing the fictional aspect of this more than the reality of it. And last I checked, Dan, is Kevin Boyle still out there on the loose?
I think he is.
I have to see what he's voting on while he's on the loose. And I think Republicans have to do more, Dan. One of them just has to say, stop the voting or do something there. They have to bring it to a head. Mm-hmm. They can't let these Democrat thugs have a guy who's a fugitive from justice, according to all news reports, for bothering his wife again, threatening or whatever, protection from abuse order, be voting from an undisclosed location in connection with them.
Is it not illegal to communicate with a fugitive?
Absolutely. They're aiding and abetting.
So how do they know which way he wants to vote if they're not communicating with the fugitive?
Yeah, exactly. Well, they know he's a progressive Democrat. He'll vote the Democrat way.
So isn't that illegal to assume somebody's vote?
Yes, that's another charge right there. Republicans are holding, they're going back and forth on this and saying pass bills. And you know what Democrats are doing? They're rolling on. This is one of the biggest examples.
Oh, hold on. So you're telling me that a roof leak will stop them.
Right.
But a fugitive won't.
Yeah, but a fugitive vote. And can you imagine if this were a really consequential vote of what they want? They'd probably bring him in through the back door, have him crawl to the thing, hit the button, and take him out again.
They put like a Zorro mask on him.
Oh, my God. Even for Democrats.
So Kevin Boyle shows up in a shiesty to vote.
You can take this one of two ways with Democrats. You can roll over and quit. And I understand they play for keeps. Or you can say, this just makes me more inspired. You know, I think of with this Scott Prezer, I saw on Twitter today, he put something out about how a circuit court had ruled that you have to date the mail-in ballot correctly, otherwise it doesn't count. And this guy writes, well, that's not a big deal. Why are we even worrying about that? That's not a big victory, the guy puts up. And does Prezer roll over into a ball? No, he goes right back at him and saying, well, that's what you have to do. That's what I'm going to do. I think the model of Scott Prezer is the motto. And I understand from Joan, it is a betrayal by Mike Johnson. Is that too strong of a word to use? That's exactly what's happened here. And I can't figure it out. Jeff Van Drew couldn't. Scott Perry couldn't. And on Saturday, around dinner time, they're going to wrap up $60 billion more dollars to go to Ukraine without protecting the border or doing anything else. Oh, it's a loan, Dom. You forgot. It's a loan. All right, phone lines. All right, 855-839-1210.
Can I just make a call back to a tweet real quick?
Yes.
In Dan time, I mentioned that it was a dating anniversary on Saturday. And Hassan Bin Sober referenced that, saying he remembers his first date anniversary, every other insignificant anniversary, flowers or dinner in order. Mrs. Bin Sober always forgets. But then he writes, I even celebrate the first time I saw her naked.
Now that is a side question.
How do you celebrate it, Hassan? I need to know more about that.
Now that's an anniversary worth remembering.
How do you remember?
I can remember the first time I saw Ro. People that have seen her, Dan, the first thing that pops out, the eyes.
Yeah.
Just startling. Yeah. And she used to wear off-the-shoulder blouses for some reason. There you go. And a flower in the hair. A flower in the hair,
but
yes.
You do not celebrate that anniversary.
No, I don't think the flower was real. I object to that. It was a fake flower. Get a fresh flower every day. No more garden, though. I'm uprooting the garden this weekend because of all the groundhog activity.
Yeah, that's her strategy.
She told me, just take it all out of there. I want them stopped.
Get them out.
Get them out of there. All right, 855-839-1210. Right now, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
That's right. Playing for a pair of tickets today to the Down and Derby Wine Festival featuring Secret Service Band on May 4th, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Veterans Island. Cooper River Park in Pennsauken, New Jersey. You will sample delicious wines from South Jersey's best wineries. Enjoy live music, performers, food trucks, fun and games. Must be 21 years of age or older to attend the event. Dan, what do you have?
Yeah, so Dom, this is a big day, a monumental day. In 1985, April 18th of 1985, a band became the first ever Western pop act to have an album released in China. So, okay. Dom, today I'm going to play a lesser popular song from a very big album, and I want to know who it is singing, and it will take either the band name or the lead singer name, who is actually the answer to one of our side questions, a winning answer to one of our side questions last week. So it kind of all ties together, Dom. But again, this band was the first Western pop act who had an album released in China this day in 1985. And then later, the next year, they actually were the first pop act to tour in China, creating a documentary, a best-selling documentary out of it. So, Dom, we want to know either the name of the band or the lead singer. Take a listen.
We don't hear the bell that rings through the summer sky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not connected to it. Yeah. All right, hit us with either the band name or the singer. You do that at 855-839-1210. Be quick. You will love the Down and Derby Wine Festival. A lot of women wear big hats. Men wear suits that are multicolored. And there's a lot of great wine and other things.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's right. Every day at about 2:13, or if I stop bloviating, Dom Giordano's Money Melody. Listen to the clue. We're looking for the band or the singer. All right, let's go to Sean in Southampton on Talk Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Radio 1210. Hey, Sean, band or singer, who do you have?
I would like to say Wham.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah, Wham.
Great job. Wow. All right, I'll put you on hold. Dan, you got a little bit more to
So tying everything together, last week we asked for a person with two first names, first and last name. George Michael won the day, the lead singer of Wham, which we would have accepted. But Dom, 1985, this day was the first ever Western pop act to have an album released in China, later being the first tour ever in China. And there's a little story behind it, because manager of Wham, and there's a film about this, a great documentary, Simon Napier Bell, wanted to sabotage an effort by the rock band Queen to be the first band ever to perform in China. What he did is he cleverly put together two brochures for Chinese authorities, one featuring George Michael as a wholesome individual, the other featuring Freddie Mercury of Queen in very suggestive poses.
God.
And because of that, the Chinese opted to bring Wham to be the first ever Western band. So congratulations, you win those Down and Derby tickets. But a fascinating story, and the name of that, the documentary, Wham in China, Foreign Skies, if anyone wanted to watch that.
I would have called Richard Nixon if he were still alive at that point. I think he was. And he would get you into China. It's the most amazing. Just at that part in the book, how Nixon went to China. The all-time anti-commie did it. Nixon's still one of the most fascinating guys out there. The mind, probably the smartest president ever. All right. Speaking of presidents, 855-839-1210. At the President Trump trial, haven't said that too much today, President Trump, daily allowance. There are already two lawyers who are going to be in the jury box. Two. That's rare, I'm told, and I can imagine. Usually you get bounced. I mean, when I get bounced, it was only because I went to law school, Dan. They may have seen I won the moot court competition. I think that's what did it, you know, might be a problem. Anyhow, does this set up in the New York case the fact that two lawyers there will be looking at this very technically? And when they look at it technically, the Bragg case falls apart completely. I mean, this is Rube Goldberg, the way it's made up. I'm just saying, keep that in mind, that we don't see in the end of the day here one of these lawyers not being able to go along with that. I don't know why they were not struck, usually.
Get them out! Get them out of here!
Yeah, usually, if you're associated with the law at all, whatever, you get bounced. Also, Dan just told me that the Republican representative, Charity Grimm, will be here at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
1:30,
I'm sorry, to talk about the Kevin Boyle situation. She's got a bill that would say, nah, he can't be a fugitive from justice and be voting at the same time on critical matters in Harrisburg. Yeah, I wonder what Josh Shapiro would say about this. You know, when Josh Shapiro beat up on that woman, remember we had her on from Delaware County, special election seat. She made her announcement, Dan, on her front porch, in front of her door, that she was going to stop you from being able to get an abortion. And she revealed she was pretty much pro-choice. $1 million he beat her up with. This is what they'll do. And I think to Joan's point, Joan Cullen here, I wanted to bring this all home. Hearing Jeff Andrew yesterday, how upset with the FISA thing of Johnson in the tank on that, and now this Ukraine bill and not the border. Is this not one of the reasons why President Trump, people want that sort of approach? Because they're tired of these Republicans wielding against this progressive onslaught. Now, Rand Paul is not one of those people who wilts, though. He tweeted out, he warns Trump will lose supporters if he backs this monstrous, unpaid-for foreign aid debt buster. Rand Paul tweeted out, if Trump supports this monstrous, unpaid-for foreign debt buster, he will lose the very supporters who comprise his vanguard. Mark my words. Because Johnson tweeted out, we're going to stand for freedom and make sure that Putin doesn't march through Europe. We're the greatest nation on the planet, and we have to act like it. You know who else, Mike Johnson, says stuff like that? Biden. Biden's always saying, you're going to lose. No one ever lost betting on America. He always says, we're not betting on America. We're not betting on you. You can't say you're America. So what's Trump going to do in this? I'm hoping he's transparent on this. He was noncommittal when he was at the bodega the other day, and they asked him about Mike Johnson. He wasn't effusive about him, even though he may have been in touch with him. Is there some play here that I'm not seeing? And the answer is no. Stop it already. There's not. Johnson, I'm not alleging he's getting money or he believes this is the right play here to fund Ukraine. Otherwise, Putin is going to overwhelm it. Okay, I respect that, but I reject it. He thought the same thing. He had a St. Paul on the road to Damascus moment on the FISA thing. Jeff Van Drew yesterday was really on fire. He said it was only 1.58% of the cases that needed special scrutiny. We didn't need 1,000 judges, as Johnson said and these others. It would have been adding a few more to make sure a warrant was involved if the rights of American citizens were in play. By the way, speaking of Jeff Andrew, I think we need the breaking news here with Jeff Andrew. Dan, what do you have?
Yeah, I just got an email from his people that the link for the May 11th Wildwood ticket request is officially live. So if you're wanting to get out to that Wildwood event, you're going to have to RSVP for tickets to the Donald Trump rally in Wildwood on May 11th. Dom, I'm going to put it out there right now, DomShow1210 on Twitter, that link. So our listeners can go at DomShow1210 on Twitter if they want to request RSVP to the Donald Trump rally May 11th in Wildwood. And Dom, during the break, we're going to do that for you as well.
Yes, thank you very much. So go to at DomShow1210 at DomShow1210 right now. And jump in there. I know it's a huge space, but we're going to be expecting a big crowd for that. And I'll tell you what we're thinking of doing once I get the full go-ahead here. It should be a spectacular day. At DomShow1210, you can go right now, my Twitter, get the link, and we'll see you there on that Saturday.
Just a heads up, disclaimer, you can only register up to 2 tickets per mobile number per event, just so you know prior. So if you're going with a large party, make sure you get a couple of numbers out there. It's 2 per mobile number.
All right. Who's going to the Trump event? And I know Trump's tied up in court today, but I do hope he comes out and opposes this. However he wants to be kind to Mike Johnson on it. It's a mistake, a big mistake. And they can vote on the border bill, and they may pass it. It's not going to matter. A, Joe Biden won't follow whatever it is anyhow. All right, I got people telling me the reason why Mike Johnson is taking this deal. We'll get those calls, and we want to get on the side question here, which is hit us with that all-time columnist, reporter, real or fictional. Let me take a quick one here, Dan, because I think this is a good one. Robert in Ben Salem. Hey, Robert, how are you feeling today after we talked to two favorite congressmen about Mike Johnson?
I will just say this, okay? I love Leslie, but I disagree with her on this. The days of you don't know what you don't know went out the window when our trust in government went out the window. That's not acceptable. We're in a war. We need a speaker who will act like we are in a war. And that's all I'm going to say. And Mr. Fitzpatrick, I will never vote for you again, ever, ever, ever. I don't care who they put up against you. If he wins the nomination, I'm just not going to vote in that race. That's how mad I am about this.
I would say that's got to be tough because I know you through all these calls, and it's hard not to vote. So, you know, I understand.
I'm voting. Okay. I'll be voting for Mr. Houck in the primary, okay. And I'll be going to the election booth. But if he's on the ballot, it's just – I mean, I know it sounds like it's outdated and all, but he has not earned my vote. That's all I'm going to say.
I would say, though, you can write in, though. You know what I mean? It's always a good idea to vote.
Go.
Yeah, you can write in.
It would be great if Mr. Houck was a big write-in. But at any rate, I'll leave that at that, and I will go with a vaunted columnist named Abigail Van Buren, otherwise known as Dear Abby, kept housewives busy for decades reading the column. But you guys have yourselves a great day, and I'm looking forward to getting more into this Mike Johnson thing. I think he's failing the test, man. But you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Robert. Yeah, as much as I love Leslie, too, I don't think there's any. But we have somebody who thinks there's a reason. We'll hear that reason coming up. You know, I'm really happy we had Jeff Andrew on yesterday, Scott Perry today. They're both inside this stuff of what's going on in Congress. And they don't accept, just as Robert said, that Mike Johnson saw something they didn't see. And I'm not disparaging him personally or saying it's money or that's crazy. No, he sees it a different way now. But trying to sell this idea, well, the border bill will pass standalone. The Senate won't pass it. He knows that. And saying it's a loan is ridiculous because, as I told you, maybe you haven't heard, the president can knock off 50% of that loan just after November. Whoever the president is, Biden would still be president. He could do that. And then by 2026, they could get rid of it. So even if Biden loses, he can knock off most of that loan. And what are we going to do? Even if Trump is president with Ukraine, what are we going to do to them to collect that loan? Send guys over to talk to Zelensky? Yo, you know? Something can happen here. Nice country you have if you don't pay us back. No, we're powerless. All right, but John in Roxborough sees the reasoning here. Let's go to John. Hey, John, good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going, Tom? Let me start off by saying I don't want to give up any money to Ukraine at all.
Okay.
But here's my thinking, and I'm just spitballing, but could they possibly be doing this because they don't want to do anything to hurt Trump's chances?
Well, I would tell you that's faulty, too, because, John, one of the things we have to guard about and I have to guard in this job is, you heard Joan Cullen, for example, people see this as a betrayal. They get depressed. They think, what good does it do to be out there doing all this? We send them there. We give them the majority and then they betray us. So there's a downside. And also, Mike Johnson should know this, John. You know it. Trump and Mike Johnson are not going to get credit if we give Ukraine $60 billion. The media is not going to do that. They don't get any credit for it.
But would they be able to say, well, we gave them the $60 billion, but now they're reneging on the border deal?
Sure, they can say it, but Democrats have won again. All they care about is getting that $60 billion for Ukraine. You know,
but wouldn't that hurt them in the election?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think it's an issue. I mean, we already are winning on the border big time. The only thing Mike Johnson has to do is come through for the people that put him there. Then we could tell people you'll get more of that if Trump is in there.
I got it. Thanks, Tom.
Well,
love
John,
the show.
Thank you, John. That was a good try by John. Yeah. Now, what's Trump going to say? Well, I'm waiting to hear it here. I don't think he's supportive of Johnson. He was supportive of Johnson last week, even mistakenly on the FISA thing. All right, he was, you know, supporting him, continuing on. What's he going to say now? Let's go to, let me go to John in Mayfair. Hey, John, afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Dan, how you doing this afternoon?
Good, John.
Dom, I just wanted to ask you. There was a comment made, I guess, late yesterday from Congressman Boyle,
yes.
Brendan Boyle. Did you read the text of that?
Yeah, about how we wish we could do something with this guy. You know, as adults, you can't do anything.
Well, I'm reading one. Yesterday was Kevin's mental illness. A quote: Kevin's mental illness has been a nightmare for our family. You know, like any other family, we're trying to support him.
Right.
That leads me to believe. And that the way it sounds, that it's been a lifelong struggle, you know, that this isn't just something that cropped up since he's been in office. My retort to that, of course, was something to the effect of having known that, this family still, you know, encouraged Kevin to run for public office. I mean, I got a real problem with that. If he's got some issues, then, you know, families know about things like that. That's, you know, inappropriate, in my opinion.
That's a great point. And the issue, the main one here, the severity of this appears to be obvious, John. You're right. And two, it is at the heart of what Democrats always tell us, protection of women. And these are protection for abuse orders on multiple occasions from his wife.
Correct. And I guess all this comes to light after some argument in some bar in Northeast Philly that, you know, so just kind of cropped up some more stuff, you know. I just wanted to make sure you were aware of that. It kind of incensed me a little bit last night. Dom, you mentioned something real quick about the Trump trial going on, and some of the jurors have been seated and so forth, two of them being attorneys. I got nothing else to say about it other than this. This has classic mistrial written all over it. And if I could get odds on that in Vegas, I would fly out there right now and do it.
Yeah, I agree.
A mistrial it's a media circus, obviously. And you know, seeing what you saw the other day in New York City, I don't think Trump is hated nearly as much as the media makes him out to be in New York City. I really don't. And I think it's a media creation. You know, just my opinion.
No, I would agree with that. You know, certain elements, of course, the real progressives, they do. But the average New Yorker, he gets it. He's comfortable in their skin with them. It's obvious by that response there. He's a New Yorker through and through. Yeah.
Absolutely. I have a guest for maybe your list there, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure, John.
I am a loyal member of Bruno Nation, so I have to throw Tony Bruno's name on that
that's
list.
That's a great one.
I love it.
Oh, we love it. Boy, so, that's a great one. Somebody else said Angelo earlier, too. They sent me a note, too. So Bruno Nation there. All right, Tony Bruno. Yeah, why not? That is a journalist.
Sports reporter.
Long-time
sports radio host. Oh.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The host of the Madden Franchise Mode radio show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And off and on, or every other week, there various times with Nick Kale, Kale in the Morning.
Always a great time.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. Today is National Columnist, but we're making it reporter, commentator, that kind of thing, real or fictional. That's what you get into. Let's go to Alan in Hamilton. All right, Alan, who do you have and why?
Art Buchwald.
Okay, why?
Well, he was always funny about serious things, but the thing that caught me, the last thing he did in his life, his doctor prescribed he go into a hospice, and he didn't die.
That's pretty good. Isn't he the one, too, that did the summer camp song and all that? Maybe I'm conflating him with Joe Biden and the cannibals. All right, that's a good one. Kevin in Bucks, I think a fictional one. Kevin, who's yours?
Hello, Dom.
Hi.
With respect to the recent movie drop of Civil War, right, photojournalists, mine is Peter Parker, better known as Spider-Man.
Very good. Dan, he's in Civil War. The character from Spider-Man, that's what he's going with, not Civil War.
Well, was he referencing the Avengers Civil War there?
Maybe? I'm not sure. Yeah. The Earl of Tacony is next. Earl, who do you have today?
Real quick, Dom. You said you wanted me to come up with a theme song for you. Like, the first two I wrote for you aren't good enough.
Okay.
I did Dominic the talk show host. I know you don't like that one. Last Dom Giordano Day, I called in with the Marine Corps theme. Apparently you forgot about that. So I'm trying to come up with a new one, but I don't know where I'm going with it because it took a real ugly turn, and I'm going to have to try and figure out how to fix it up. It's basically the Love Boat theme. You know, Dom, he's listening to you. Make the call. He will talk to you. The Dom Show. Soon he'll be taking another call. The Dom Show. If not, he'll kick you square in the end.
Well, of course, you're going to be at the Knights of the Round Table there. We have a special table at Mulligan's this year on Dom Day.
Yes, and I do have a couple of songs that I can do a cappella. You know, Dan was concerned that we need music and arrangements and everything. And I can do a couple of live performances. It's not a problem.
All right, who's your person?
Mine is a fictional character. It's Dennis Meacham. It's from a 1987 film with James Woods and Brian Dennehy. Brian Dennehy plays a cop who's involved and shot in a robbery. And he retires from the police force, writes a book regarding the robbery. And he's a true crime novelist.
On that, Earl. I'm sorry we got out of time. Dan, who do you like?
Got to move quick. Dear Abby's a big one. I like Tony Bruno in the reference to the WPHT. Right. Peter Parker is a good one. Bill Lyon, Walter Williams.
I'm going to go with Tony Bruno on this one.
Hey, John and Knox.
All right. Richie always next for 4 Big Hours. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.